He's Gino Narbonne. And no, he's not Italian.
I started in North Africa, in Algeria.
He's a soft-spoken 90-something-year-old man now. But what a life he's led. He ran off to join General de Gaulle's Free French Movement when asked what he wanted to do. He said,
I want to fly. I was barely 20 at the time.
They didn't have any airplanes, but eventually he got his wish.
I was sent to the United States for pilot training.
He learned to fly, but as to see in combat, the wars kept ending.
When I finished, the European war was over, so I was slated to go to Japan.
The atomic bomb put an end to that, so he entered medical school in Paris. But yet another world event altered his plans. The UN created Israel.
And Israel was looking for pilots.
There was a huge need.
To fly airplanes from Europe to Israel.
But you didn't fly a straight route, did you?
No, we didn't. We couldn't, since there was no recognition of the Israel by most European countries.
Israel by way of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, by way of Czechoslovakia.
If you're thinking, my God, this sounds like a great novel, you're not the first to say so.
Everybody at the end says, you should write a book.
So they did. That's Gino's wife, Charlotte, who co-wrote When I Grow Up, I Want to Be.
It's a great story. And you know, the thing is, I learn new things every day.
And I didn't even get to the part where he actually became a doctor, an American citizen, and even flew night missions in Vietnam.
There's always more things to learn with Gino.
We have more on this at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.